Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I denne episoden av ukens vintips er vi på besøk hos selveste Krug. Ved siden av meg sitter Oliver Krug. Han er en av de kanskje mest innflytelserike champagneprodusenter I verden. Et slektskap som fører tilbake til 1843. Men I dag så representerer han familien som bærer denne tradisjonen av Krug videre. En av verdens desidert beste champagner. Og vi skal ha en prat med han eksklusivt I Norge. Med lanseringen av 171. Og dette her, flasken her som vi har foran oss, det den første. Så, welcome to a talk about Krug.
Thank you very much. So glad to have you here and talk to our Norwegian friends.
Yeah. So, in this building here, your family you've been raised in this house.
Yes, this is what we call la maison de famille, the family house. This is where I grew up. Exactly, I grew up on the other side of this wall because this room used to be my grandparents' bedroom.
So we are in a bedroom with your parents.
We are drinking in the bedroom.
Yeah, but you have not been made here.
Not as far as I know.
Okay. Maybe we have a secret to tell. But the occasion we are here, that I've been invited to Krug to taste a vertical of many Krugs. We have been... On the vineyards, we have been surrounding, but it's a kind of change will happen. I have followed Krug for many, many years. Personal favorite. Everyone in Norway knows that I'm in love with Krug. But what I've experienced, and also that you're telling me, is that Krug have changed. Not changed in how much they make wine, but how you present yourself. And could you tell the Norwegian How have this change become and why is this important to be open with everything you do?
Yes, absolutely. I think, as you said, and thank you, Krug has always been producing these outstanding champagnes. But we reached a time, an era, 20 years ago, when explaining Krug became difficult. And to summarize it, usually when we were asked about Krug, what is Krug, Olivier? We were explaining how Krug was made.
And technical.
Technical.
Yeah.
So this was talking a little bit to people who knew, but people who knew, they were not asking the question. They were asking other questions, such as, can you give me the difference between this and that bottle? How is the climate? How did you blend last year? Because I heard that the Pinot Noir were, etc., etc. And the responsibility of the head of a house is to talk to its audience, its future clients. And you all remember when you read this podcast, the first time you had Krug, someone introduced you to Krug. And today, most people will not be introduced to Krug in their family by their grandparents. They will be introduced to Krug in the world. So we have to find a way to talk more easily about Krug. And Krug was the best well-kept secret, as you know well yourself, in the world of champagne. No, people knew that Krug had a special situation.
Is it true that it was a lot of myths about Krug?
There were a lot of misunderstandings. It was like a hidden. It was almost not like a sect, but it was like, you know, it was very, very close.
It's still a sect, all
right. I don't think so, but it was very, very close. And we had a lot of debate within the team, and some people suggested that we start sharing everything. And of course, the most conservative people, as I was, said, you know, we cannot share. We are champagne. This is a secret. The craftsmanship should remain in the tasting And we were wrong. Of course we were wrong. And what we did, and most of your followers know, we decided to first to put a little number on the back.
And this is when you were one of the first in the world who... I mean, it was easy to make a scan label or something, but you take it much further.
Yes, so we, and this label has a name that already tells the promise. It is called the Krug ID. So this label is the ID, this number is the ID of your bottle. So for example, you have this bottle of Grand Cuvée, you have the ID, you want to know the story, you don't know when it was made, how many wines, what kind of climate, maybe you need advices on the glassware, on the pairing, whether food and music pairing that we also do at Krug. Anyway, you search this number, or even you use the Krug app, which is free, by the way. This is the only thing free at Krug. Yes. So people should not hesitate to download the Krug app. You enter the number and you get the full story about your bottle.
And it's directly to the consumer.
It's direct to those who want to know. Consumer and a lot of trade in the early days. And it was an immediate benefit for all the people who are representing Krug on the market, because we don't talk direct to the consumers.
No.
You know, when you have a very special craft, usually you sell it yourself, whether you sell shoes, design, perfume, food, you know your audience, you talk to your audience. When you create champagne, you have to go through the world of distribution. Retail, sommelier, hotels, etc., etc. And so we gave a lot of information to these people who are talking on our behalf.
Mm. But still, you are kind of a king of Instagram also.
So this is
your personal Instagram account, and Krug is not connected, but to follow you on Instagram, we will take it under the listing in the podcast, but to learn about how the inside, the behind the scenes of Krug, it's important. Because this openness, you are open with everything you do, and you come here and you tell me things who is not official, but you tell me very openly how it is.
Yes.
And I think it's nice, because it's just a reflection that Krug is not only a brand, but a quite personal thing. And you can see that from the waiters, from the people who work here, from the drivers, from everyone, that they are happy.
Krug has a family spirit. Everyone belongs to the house of Krug. There is no hierarchy allowing anyone to speak louder.
But this have also been left from the past.
This has always been new. Time is on our side, so we are not in a hurry. There is nothing that we need to prove to each other within the company. We know where we are going, and we know, especially since 10 years ago or so, we asked some historian to dig in the history of Krug. And this is when myself, Olivier Krug, I understood what was Krug. As I said earlier,
you have something else to tell you
exactly
your own history.
As I said earlier, we knew the how Krug is made, but we had no clue about the why. And what people want to know is why. Why is there a champagne that has every year for more than 170 years, every single year, created the best possible quality, while in theory, this is not possible? And I had no answer to this question 12 years ago. I was saying, it's because we pick the grape. No, Olivier, don't tell us how you make it. Why that? Why did your great-great-great-grandfather in 1843 left a very good position in another champagne house to start something that looked like nothing else? Because when he created Grand Cuvée, whose name was not Grand Cuvée in the early days, but he called it Champagne Number One, Cuvée Numéro One. When you created Grand Cuvée in the early days, it was not a vintage, of course. So what is the champagne that dreams to be among the best without a vintage? And it was not a non-vintage, because in the way it is made, it is not a champagne which is made to be drunk fast, easy, always the same, etc. It was from birth a non-ordinary, an extraordinary champagne. So we hired some historian, and we found the story from a little diary which he wrote in 1848.
Oliver Krug, The launch of the latest version of Krug is now happening in Norway.
Yes.
This week.
Yes, great.
And we have recorded it some earlier time. But what is your opinion now about the latest? Because you made this for 7 years ago, so you have done this. So
yes.
It's just selling it, you know. So or telling how it yes. was for 7 years ago, and for the time, it was different times. We didn't have a war in Europe. It was somewhat different.
Yes.
But please explain our listeners what could you find who is good in the latest version?
So at first, the last time we tested this version was in spring 2016, when the testing committee decided that this group of individualities, this group of different wines coming from 12 different years, ranging from 2015 to 2000, they decided that this group of wines would compose one day the 171st edition of the Dream of My Great 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 Grandfather. And I remember well that time because it followed, at the same time, a great and challenging season. It was great because it was super hot, super ripe. The sanitary situation was good, but it was challenging because all the base wines were very charismatic. And you know, in that case, you cannot invite everyone on stage. Otherwise, you only have the big voices. And the trick, the art of the cellar master, who is now Julie Cavill, the art of the cellar master is to bring back to the creation what the youngest year has not offered. So for this specific edition, the trick was to bring back a fresher year, to bring back some finesse, some life, some zesty character, some technically some acidity probably, and to have all these layers coming back to Grand Cuvée. And I love when people taste this champagne. That took 20 years to be crafted. When people taste the champagne, wow, this is so fresh. And they don't know the story.
No.
This is fantastic. Yeah. So you don't need to learn the story. A Grand Cuvée is a Grand Cuvée. But for those who want to know how we can achieve every year this type of masterpiece in a way, it's a beautiful story because we have the possibility to create Grand Cuvée, whether the years are good or bad.
But still, when you release a new edition like this, it's a kind of a wow by Krug lovers. It's fantastic. And you have built that story yourself, the edition things are coming. You have a new good story every year, but it's the same, different grapes,
yes.
different, you know, it's a different year, yes. But overall, it's still the aging potential of a Krug, even if you can drink it now, no problem, and it's beautiful to food. We have tasted now, today, long vintage vertical back, and you can see when it's coming 5, 6, 7 years, it's on the top.
Exactly.
What is your meanings of storage of Krug? Are there any ending of this? You know, is this possible to have in the cellar for 20 years and it's just coming? Or
I wish I had the answer, but I don't have the answer. In a way, it's a good news because if I had the answer, I would probably tell you there is a time when Krug false.
Yeah.
And so far, I don't know. And I don't have the answer because in the past, people were not putting aside their Grand Cuvée. People were putting aside bottles with a sign of recognition on the label, which Grand Cuvée didn't have. So they were putting aside some vintages because you had the year. Now, since we have the edition, we know that people are putting aside their Grand Cuvée. This being said, it happened to me several times, and you mentioned my Instagram account, so sometimes people see the stories that when I'm traveling, that people say, I just lost my grandfather, and we had to tidy the cellar, and I found two bottles of private cuvée, which was the old name of Grand Cuvée, in the cellar. Olivier, let's have it together. So sometimes I have a bottle which I cannot identify clearly, but I know this is a bottle that has left the house 40, 50, 60 years ago. And every time in good condition of storage and aging every time it was beautiful. And I know that in the Nordics, there are some family cellars where such super rare treasure still exists.
Okay, you have to give me the numbers.
I think we have to chase together.
Yeah, that's good to hear. But you have tasted, you told me today that you tasted 1904, 1915.
Yes.
How was it?
First of all, it was a lot of emotion because in both cases, these bottles had a strong history. I tasted 1904 when my grandparents, who lived in this room, celebrated their 60th wedding anniversary because it was a champagne served at their wedding. So we opened it as a surprise. And we had 1915 to celebrate the 100 years of the creation of this champagne made by my great-grandmother when the city was under the bombs and she had to hide in the cellar to make the champagne herself. And it was fantastic. I remember the 1915 cork popping, so still alive. The champagne was, of course, ripe, deep, very rich gold color, very little fizz, but still beautiful, not oxidized, and full of fruit.
Yeah, it have to be a big experience.
It was outstanding.
But for the moment now, it's possible to buy if you reach one. And I know that the allocation to Norway have gone a little bit up with Krug, but I have a question for you. And I often get it in Norway. And it's, why are there any no half bottles of Krug in Norway? Is this in Sweden, but not in Norway? Do you have an answer or so could we check it out?
There is probably a history of distribution and sometimes we cannot increase the supply to a market because historically the market was not asking for such quality or such volume. The pandemic has been an opportunity for some markets because, of course, some markets were closed, so we've been able to reallocate some bottles in other markets. We are not really relocating the half bottles because we have decided that the half bottle will be stopped at Krug in some years.
So that will be a rare occasion to have.
So we will not open a new market for something that will be stopped in a few years.
With these words, we have launched something new from Krug. New edition and the news that and the end of half bottles.
And this is very spectacular.
But you are increasing the magnums.
We are increasing the magnum, so in 15 years you will have more.
Yeah. Next
because
time we meet...
Krug is about time and patience, as you know.
Next time we might meet in a nightclub drinking
Well,
Krug.
I'm good here.
Thank you. Cheers. Olga.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ukens vindtips med Svein en Finansavisen-podcast. Programleder Svein Lindin, produsent Lars Brenden Skram, og podcast- og videoansvarlig Marius Mørk Larsen. Ansvarlig redaktør Trygve Hegdar.